Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast. How are you doing today? I am bringing this episode to you today in the spirit of the holidays. The reason being that they have kicked off, they have started, and Lord knows that for those of you navigating the holidays for your first time, it is a very overwhelming and stressful time period. And those of you navigating it for another year, and perhaps this is your year that you do not have your children, this episode is one you're not going to want to miss, because I am going to share with you guys today how it is that you can manage your Thanksgiving holiday stress as you are navigating divorce, or if you are on the other side. And let me just be honest with you guys that after your divorce, every holiday and event will require some flexibility, as it is that you are navigating shared parenting time and creating new traditions. And it's totally normal that you will experience sadness, because you will reflect on memories of previous holiday traditions that you've shared. I was just on the phone with a client yesterday where she was embracing the emotions behind celebrating the holidays differently this year. And I know that there is a part of me every year that does get sad and wishing that our past holiday traditions got to live on. And I'm here to tell you guys that there are ways to be able to do that. And I'm going to share those tips with you guys in this episode. Regardless of wherever it is that you guys are at, this time of year is incredibly stressful for all of us, even for people who aren't going through a separation or divorce. But yet those feelings of stress and heartache seem to be on steroids for those of us who are in that separation or divorced place. And the reason being that not only do we have to worry about the holiday stress that comes with family and overspending and logistical nightmares, we're also going through an emotional roller coaster that we do not wish even on our worst enemies. So just know that the Thanksgiving holiday is bound to have some challenges for both you and your kids. But I'm here to tell you that there are some things that you can do to help everybody get through it and just possibly experience a lot of joy. So here are some strategies that are going to help you guys navigate Thanksgiving or any holiday so that you can focus on the important things, which are healing yourself, getting back to the place of happiness and joy, and enjoying all the warmth of the holidays and none of the drama. How does that sound? Well, number one tip that I'm going to share with you guys is to take this year to make new traditions. So if you always spend Thanksgiving with your spouse's family, which is what I did, you get to go to yours this year, or perhaps you create a Thanksgiving tradition at your own home. You might also want to consider volunteering, or in perhaps inviting friends over or asking if you can attend dinner with your friends. You know, when you guys are dealing with divorce, we tend to focus on the past, right? We put all of our focus on how things used to be. And if you just took a second to think about how things get to be now and take steps to make them that way. So if you've always wished that you had more connection or relaxation over the holidays, guess what you get to do this year? You get to build that into your time with your kids or without your kids. And I know that divorce can feel a little bit out of control for our kids. So include them in creating these new traditions for Thanksgiving, because it's going to enable them to feel a sense of power. And I'll give you guys an example. My kids do not like turkey. Yes, I have said it. They do not like turkey. And so the new tradition that we've created to enable them to actually eat and enjoy a meal is that I now make prime rib. So whether I have them on the actual day of Thanksgiving or we celebrate the Tuesday before on the years I do not have them, I always make prime rib. They get to tell me what sides they want. So each of them gets a side dish because they don't eat string beans and they don't like cranberry sauce. Yes, one of my kids loves my homemade mashed potatoes. And so I get to create a meal that I'm actually enjoying and sitting at the table and engaging in a dialogue with my kids instead of them looking at their plate saying, I'm hungry afterwards, and them not wanting to sit at the table. So do you see how there's like another side of this that is an opportunity for you to create new traditions? And it's a beautiful way to connect with your kids. The second strategy I'm going to give you is your kids are watching you, okay? And you get to model what gratitude looks like. Thanksgiving is a holiday about being grateful. And I understand it may feel impossible to you right now, right? It is impossible sometimes to feel grateful when you're going through the stress of a divorce and navigating the stress of a holiday, especially if you're still in a place where you feel sad or angry or hurt or lonely. And here's the thing, guys, I'm not asking you to pretend to be grateful for things or to fake your feelings. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm encouraging to you to do instead is to actually identify things in your life that you are grateful for. So perhaps it is your close relationship with your kids. Perhaps it's your health. Perhaps it's having an amazing supportive community. Maybe it is your family. When we model for our kids, when we model what we get to highlight that we are grateful for, you are actually modeling for your kids what positive coping looks like. And it also reminds us that there's gray in life. Nothing is always black and white. And there are still an amazing number of things that you get to be grateful for that are a part of your life. Tip number three, strategy number three, is to acknowledge however your kids are feeling, okay? And it doesn't have to be the same as your feelings. So your kids might feel sad. They may feel angry. And the holidays tend to, as I said earlier in the episode, it's almost like it puts our feelings on steroids. So instead of trying to spin things positively, right, acknowledge them for their feelings if they're feeling like it's difficult for them, right? So you get to acknowledge them and say, I know it's sad. I know that you wish that we could all be together this year. Or I know you're upset that you won't see dad or that you won't see mom this year. Your kids get to know that you hear them. They get to feel understood. And that is a huge step, you guys, in the healing process and being able to move forward and to approach the holiday season with gratitude and joy. And the last tip I'm going to share with you guys is to take care of yourself, please. There will be times over the holidays where you do not have your kids. So I invite you to plan ahead for how it is that you want to spend your alone time. And alone is a choice. It doesn't have to be. So perhaps that looks like you relaxing, getting a massage. While to other people, that sounds horrible and you want to make plans and to spend time with other people, maybe that's when you start your holiday shopping, okay? There isn't a right or wrong way. It's about whatever feels most enjoyable and meaningful for you. So be sure to reach out to family or friends. Stay connected. Don't become a hermit. Don't retreat, which is what we tend to do. You get to feel supported during this time period. I hope you guys heard in this episode that regardless of where it is that you are, the holidays are an opportunity for connection and creating new memories. And while I know it can be a stressful time period full of completely unrealistic expectations, you also get to recognize that everybody's going to feel differently, that perhaps even the way you feel this year is not the way you're going to feel next year. Or perhaps you feel that way on Thanksgiving, but you're not going to feel that way come Christmas. And recognizing that you will have reactions to what is going to happen will enable you, right? Just recognizing it, expecting it will allow you to be able to support your kids, to support yourself. And I encourage you guys to be gentle with yourself, whether that's with the holidays or not. the best way for you to get through this holiday season, and it really is the kickstart of the overwhelmingness of the holiday season, is to recognize that you are going through a lot right now. I will tell you, you're not alone going through a lot right now. So please try to not punish yourself for that. At the end of the day, I encourage everybody, please be kind to yourself and focus on what truly matters, what provides you and your kids comfort. And try to let the past stay where it is. Don't think about it. And remember that this holiday is going to come, it's going to go, and you get to create a new way of living for yourself. So be that role model to your kids. I hope that you guys found knowledge and wisdom in this episode. You know that I always strive to provide you guys with nuggets of information to help you navigate wherever it is that you guys are in your divorce process. Sending you all tons of love, light, and joy. Thanks for tuning in today, and I will see you guys in my next episode. Mwah! Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram at Divorce Rehab with Wendy. I'll see you next time.